Video 2 carjacked in NYC less than hour apart, it's scary. By Amy Furr on January 13, 2022. Two drivers became victims of carjackings in separate Manhattan incidents in under 1 hour on Wednesday, authorities told the New York Post. The initial auto theft happened on West 55th Street and Broadway at approximately 4:30 p.m. when a suspect allegedly stole a black Audi SUV, police said. The man threatened the driver with what cops described as an ineffective taser before driving away in the victim's luxury ride. The outlet noted, adding part of the incident was recorded on camera and the clip shared by the social media account What Is New York. The footage shows the suspect hit a sedan while what appears to be an officer opens the driver's door in an attempt to stop the individual. According to witnesses, the carjackers hit at least two additional vehicles during the incident. Officials noted the man left the Audi near Columbus Circle then escaped in the subway. One driver struck by the suspect recalled what happened during an interview with the Post. The man, who was inside his Toyota Camry, said he was on the phone with his wife when he saw police approach the Audi and order the suspect to put his hands up. But the suspect instead hit the gas, the victim said. He started hitting my car, going the wrong way into me, the victim recalled. It's scary, my car got hit. About 45 minutes later, another male suspect armed with a box cutter stole a black Infiniti with TLC plates on West 36th Street near 7th Avenue, cops said. No injuries were immediately reported in either incident. During a recent broadcast of Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends First, Representative Nicole Malliotakis, RNY, noted there is mixed messaging on crime from New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D. He talked tough regarding crime, yet praised Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, while Bragg vowed not to prosecute certain crimes. Malliotakis commented, "So, what New York City is going to see now is our city. Unfortunately, move toward the anarchy of Portland. The murders of Chicago, the smash and grabs of San Francisco, and I am deeply concerned about this. If we're going to continue to elect people like this in our city, Batman is not even going to be able to save Gotham anymore," she added. Meanwhile, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, D. and Adams announced an increase in police presence in the subway system as crime wrecked the city. The recent carjacking suspects were still on the loose as of Wednesday, the Post report concluded.